And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790. And we are all geared up for this weekend's Memorial Day lighting, our first full lighting of the season. Lots of phenomenal things happening. The Gendo Taiko drummers will be kicking off the evening on the Basin stage. And actually before them, we've got this incredible Chinese lion dance, which is really to clear the air and clear the spirits and bring in good fortune, which we know it's going to be a beautiful night. I've been tracking the weather. I should be a meteorologist. And I'm actually so excited because I don't know if everybody remembers, but last year there was a point where the Capitol Grill was moving into where Ruth's Chris was. Water Place Restaurant was not open. And for everyone who wanted to be in the basin and see people and be able to stay there and have a refreshment or something for a good period of time, there was nothing there. So I am so excited that I have got my two friends and Waterfire's new partner here. They have taken over. You know, we've got to be Rhode Island about this, guys, because it used to be Water Place, but it's now going to be Skyline. But I got Mike Mata and Dave Fondarelli here, and let's talk, guys. This is so exciting to be able to have that space and to use it. What is the vision that you have?
Well, thank you first for having us. We really appreciate it. The vision of Skyline at Water Place is to really breathe some life back into that building. As you know, it's been dark for a long time. And when it was at Water Place Restaurant, it was vibrant and people were coming in there and being able to utilize the space. So we decided with our partners, David and I, to open it up back up and have it as a private wedding venue. Private events, birthday parties. It will be open for Mother's Day, Father's Day. It'll be really beautiful. We like to consider it like the Bellmare of Providence. They're doing some wonderful things out in Newport. We want to bring it to the city.
So not necessarily for people who might be thinking it's going to be a restaurant,
right?
But it'll be open every day.
So it won't be open every day. What we're going to do is we're going to test the waters, and some days we'll have Thursdays where it'll be jazz night. So we are going to open it up to the public as well. One of the special events, obviously, is Water Fire. We'll be open for all of the Water Fires. We'll also be open for all the WBRU concerts this summer. And then we'll also be doing some events. We're going to have a Skyline concert series. We'll do a couple this year, but definitely next year we're going to have a lot. We'll be working and partnered with Arts, Culture, and Tourism.
Nice.
We really just want to breathe life back into that basin.
Yeah, well, I mean, it needs it. And, you know, especially when there's no water fire happening, you know, it is. There's a different feel that you have when you're there. So you've embarked on this adventure. I know you're going to be open, but it's mostly the patios that are going to be open while you renovate the inside, right?
Right. For now, we're going to be open just at the patio levels. So we have the three different patios. We'll be serving drinks and food, and you can enjoy Water Fire and everything else that's going on downtown. We're anticipating September for the opening of the inside of the event, and then they'll be able to have two floors there. So we'll be able to have two events at the same time. And be able to do and utilize the patios as well.
Right. And a key component to that as well in partnering with Water Fire and sharing in the mission and vision of Water Fire is Russell Moore. And obviously they are exclusive caterer for the venue. So brides or anyone looking, corporations looking to book events, they'll know that, you know, they're getting that superb excellence of Russell Moore and Fine Catering.
Well, what you need to do, and I think, Mike, you brought this up when we went to lunch the other day, is once that place is finished, you need to do a Water Fire and invite everybody
exactly.
who wants, you know, from the bridal industry and everywhere else, yeah. invite them down and let them see exactly what the gorgeous space that
absolutely. What we want to do is we don't want to just come into the city and kind of just take advantage of all the good stuff going on. We want to participate in it.
Yeah,
we want to give back. We understand what Water Fire is doing for our community and our state. And how it's such a destination. We want to be able to work and partner up together. Yes, we would love to do our own Water Fire, and we want to theme it out. We want it almost to be like a wedding expo, but using the arts of what a wedding can be. As we've discussed, we'd love to be able to bring in national weddings where people come in and they have their own Water Fire for their own wedding.
Yeah.
Where they have the backdrop is a beautiful Water Fire.
Count me in,
yeah,
Mike. I'll be
we're
there.
Ready.
If there's water in the river.
Yes, if there's water in the river.
We need to get that dredging done as soon as possible.
Yeah, we're working on
exactly.
it. You know, we keep trying to get that done and everything. So tell me, How are you? Oh, groundbreaking.
Yes.
There's a groundbreaking tomorrow because I know I'm going.
So, thank you. We have our groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow. We'll have a lot of dignitaries in. Our partners will be there, and we're going to break ground. It starts at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Food will be provided by Russell Morin, and we just want everyone to come out and understand what we're doing. Tomorrow will be the big splash. Everything launches, just so you know. I own an advertising agency, David and I work at, called Ada Media Group. So it's all about marketing and making sure people understand what we're doing.
Yes.
So tomorrow the website will go live. So will the social media, and we're just going to launch this place. We really believe it's going to be a wonderful destination for people to come get married, have their corporate function, enjoy a water fire, enjoy a concert, and really breathe life back into that basin.
So the groundbreaking, will that be happening on the basin stage area, or?
It'll actually be happening on the top terrace, street level. So people will be able to park on the street, so they don't have to worry about not being able to find parking. Come and grab something to eat. Hear about the new things that are coming to Skyline and have the backdrop of our beautiful city.
Yeah, and will you have valet if people want to, or is that...
The street, I believe the street's going to be closed off, so we'll be able to just park along the street and everybody will have access to get in and out.
That's wonderful, and I've got to tell you, because I used your valet service for this last fire that we did for the Met School, and it was the coolest thing ever because I had taken off and I was going to the Capitol Grill, and I got a text message on my phone. Am I like this, like, have I been under a rock for like the longest
Things
time?
Things have changed.
Yeah, I guess
tell you to come and get your car, yeah.
Yeah, it was perfect. I was like, this is such a cool thing to do. So what else do you have up your sleeves that you want to kind of tease?
So we're really excited for the first full water fire. We were lucky enough to be part of the last water fire. It did very well. People are starting to understand, you know, because they're looking at the facility and they're saying, whoa, this place has been closed for so long. They're not understanding that it's actually open to the public. People can come in, enjoy a drink, enjoy some food, take a seat. We have the best seat in the house, I like to think.
Yep.
So they can come on in and enjoy what's going on at the basin. And then obviously we're preparing now for Saturday. Saturday's big water fire is coming, and we're taking VIP reservations if someone wants to come in, up to 2, 4, 6 different folks that want to sit together in a couch area, and then we have other spots that people can come and just enjoy a drink.
So where's the VIP reception area?
VIP reception area will actually be held on each of the terraces, on the mid-terrace where the awning used to be, for those of us familiar with the location, and then also on the street-level patio that Michael was just talking about, where our groundbreaking ceremony will be tomorrow, are available. So if anybody would like to book those, they can either go to the website, skyline@waterplace.com, or call Michael or myself, 640-0031 or 270-1985 for those sections, and we can make sure that you have reserved spot for that, for the water fire.
And we'll make sure that we put that up on the water fire website as well. We've got something called the Plan Your Trip to Providence page, which has got the different hotels and the different restaurants that are our partners that support us, and of course the numbers and the websites, and so we'll definitely get that up there. And
fantastic.
We are so happy to be able to be working with you. I've known you for quite a long time, Michael, and you know, I know that you've got such a good heart, and we appreciate any partners that we can have that understand the challenges that water fire faces, especially when it comes to funding and making sure that we have an event that we can put on because it's so popular and we bring so many people into the city. So we are looking forward again to this weekend's first full water fire lighting.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, everybody go to the water fire website, check out the lineup of all the great things happening, and make sure you get down there early. Don't forget, we have the Water Fire Arts Festival Plaza, which is happening on Washington Street and Steeple Street. That starts at 6 o'clock, and it's got some of the most amazing local artisans, and you don't want to miss that. So, you know, go check that out, then go to the basin and check out what's happening on the basin stage. Get a cocktail over at Skyline, you
and
know.
Park your car so they could come right to Skyline, valet their car. Right. They don't have to worry about it. It's safe and secure.
Perfect.
And come back and pick up your car.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. So glad to have you here. And everybody, you have been listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. See you this weekend down by the riverside. And happy Memorial Day weekend. Pause and say thanks to those who have served our country and kept us safe.